Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. There is nothing that ticks me off more than when politicians try to use religion to push their agenda. And that's exactly what Obama tried to do yesterday at the prayer breakfast. He tried to use the phrase, "to whom much is given, much is expected," which is from the Bible, to try to justify why he's going after the rich and imploring us to agree to let the rich pay more in taxes. And then somehow this is going to be a holy thing or a justifiable thing because of Jesus. What he's trying to do is get the Christians on board with the justification of taxing the rich more. But any good Christian knows that that scripture that he referenced has nothing to do with people giving money or anything else for that matter to the government. It has to do with giving what has been given from God to you back to God. Through, if you would go through further, you would see that he was talking about how we minister to other people. It's so frustrating because I know the truth, and there's so many other people who know the truth, but no one speaks out about the truth. We just go on and we let Obama say stuff like this, and we never challenge it. So I'm challenging it. Obama is not a Christian, and he's a liar on top of that. And that may be a bold statement, but the truth is the truth. And he's using Christianity only when it's convenient, while at the same time writing policies and passing policies that go contradictory to the word of God. And we know what we're talking about. I want to set the record straight, and that's to say that God wants all of us to use the gifts he gave us to carry on the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of government. This is not about building government. This is about building a kingdom that's everlasting. This government we see today, whether it's a Democrat or Republican in there, eventually is going to fall because God is going to establish his government, which is from the kingdom. And trying to use scripture out of context in order to get Christians or the American people to give more to government is just heresy. And he should be ashamed of himself. And I pray that one day it comes to fruition and maybe he'll bow his knee to God and ask for true forgiveness and become a true Christian. All right. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.